Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
We cannot.
No.
But we can dish them out.
Yeah, you can have some. Today, on You Are That, we have an amazing guest, like she says, 5'1" on a good day, Miss Sarah Hunt, and she is super funny lady, hella awesome author of very cool books. You're gonna love her from P.S. I Hate This Movie, so Miss Sarah Hunt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I feel like this is like kismet because I've been wanting to ask you to be on the show. And then on Twitter, I just threw out a Hail Mary and you were like, fuck yeah. And I was like, holy shit, this is perfect timing.
If it's talking about bullshit, I'm happy. I love talking about bullshit.
Oh my God. It's so perfect. I will say, I found you through good old husband of yours.
Yeah.
Through Mr. James Petrogallo's Small Town Murder. But
right?
I got like way more addicted to P.S. I Hate This Movie.
Me too now.
Yeah,
you turned me
Bonnie
on to it.
Like a junkie.
Isn't it so fun?
All I care about.
It is the bonus Jonas. P.S. I Hate This Movie is the tits.
Am I Frank? Am I Frank Jonas? I want to be Frank.
You are my Frank Jonas.
That's the fourth one? Okay, good. I want to be Frank Jonas. That's all I want in this world.
I love that you know. I just celebrated so hard.
I do want to tell you what got me just like right in my heartstrings.
Okay.
80s baby Bonnie grew up with a favorite movie. And
oh boy.
So much so that my best friend when I was in college found like a weird burnt copy on eBay that had like a weird printed cover and ordered it for me. And I played it so much it started skipping. And I know all the words to all the songs and I know all the dances and I know everything about it because I'm crazy. And you guys did it for Halloween, Teen Witch.
Oh my God.
And it's so awesomely bad that it has such a special slot in my personality to where anytime I do anything 80s, I'm like, am I Louise at the dance or am I like Louise in the beginning? So obsessed with her. I follow her in real life on Instagram because I'm just like, bring it back. Like, she posted like
she's
a blue
so
dress
cute.
And was like, is this Teen Witch or not? And I'm like, oh yeah, wait, keep it forever. I love Robin Lively.
Follow her on Instagram.
Oh, you need to.
She's so good.
Oh,
I have goosebumps. So I follow both of them.
Penny and Louise.
Yes. On Instagram because I'm hot. You're not. Fuck yeah. So Bonnie and I grew up with that movie. And when you guys teased that you're doing that movie, I like clenched my butt cheeks a little bit. Because I was like, uh-oh.
Be kind.
James is going to crush my hopes and dreams and make me hate him.
No.
Because I knew you
it was
like
so
it.
On the level.
Right. So then when Bonnie was like, okay, I have to binge some of these. I was like, no, just go in with your big romantic heart and listen to this one before we record.
Right. Because, yeah. And then I dabbled in the Twilights. You're doing all the Twilights, which again, I read all the books. I watched the movie. It was filmed in our town. We went to high school. And I was so anti-Twilight until I was like, I'll just watch it for the hometown aspect. And then I was that 20-something year old girl being like, I'm so obsessed. Like, what team are you on?
Yeah, I'm Team Edward. Wait, so are you Team Edward or are you Team Jacob?
It really depends what movie it is. Like, I'm totally Team Edward until Jacob gets like ripped. Swole. Yeah.
When they were like, listen, buddy, you got to start doing some sit ups. Got to get you on the cover.
No.
And like, I like a pale guy. I like a pale vampire guy.
Like a translucent man.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes.
I tell you both, I'm Team James Patrick Allen because I can't fucking handle exploding clothes, you guys.
No, exploding clothes is.
I dwelled so hard on that I never watched another one of them after it.
It's so good. Why do you have shoes? Where did the shorts come from? There are so many questions and not enough answers. And it's great.
Well, I feel like your podcast is so good because I do that thing when I watch movies where I really get like driven crazy by a tiny detail. Like, for instance, there was a Christmas movie that hit Disney and we watched it. It was called Godmothered and it's very funny. Okay. But when the fairy godmother goes from the godmother world into real life, she's wearing this phenomenal cloak. And a truck driver finds her by a tree, just wrapped in this cloak and the blanket. She's like, oh, where am I? She looks like a drunk, random stray person.
Yeah, what box of bronze did you climb out of?
It's so bad. It's like a woman trucker. And she's like, oh, come on, honey, you're a hot mess. Get in the car. They leave. This is the beginning of the movie, the entire movie. I'm going, but what about her cloak? She just left it by the fucking tree and got in this truck. Yeah. And the whole movie, I'm like, that was such a brilliant cloak. All I can think about is how she left it behind. And I'm like, some wardrobe person like fucking sewed that shit and they left it. That could have been a feature of the movie. And I get so hung up on stupid details. And then I listen to you guys and I'm like, they have my weird brain.
No, it's so
broken.
Yeah.
You guys yell at the same shit Bonnie and I do. We're like neurotic, crazy people. And then you guys yell about shit that's the same.
Weird little fact here is that I went to film school for a little bit when I was younger and guess what my favorite role was? AD or set dressing. So I loved AD because I did not care about yelling at people. I was like, it's fine.
So
like,
good. I can see that.
Continuity, people.
God. And I'm very good at continuity. Like, there's a couple of things that, like, I know that, you know, you have, like, the cloak thing where I would be sitting there on set and I'd be like, why? Hey, I feel like that's a really great cloak. And
how dare she leave the cloak?
Can we not? With the
do we not want to bring that into the movie for the rest of the movie? Or is that just, okay, just wanted to make sure.
I was so concerned about the cloak that I was pretty sure I was going to get a cloak for Christmas. I was like, I didn't shut up about it. Here's
about
a fucking cloak. Shut up about the cloak.
I would have gotten you a cloak. I wish I would have.
Your birthday's in July. You're going to get a shitload of cloaks. What else? She fucking loves cloaks. That would be like not a bad gift for this weirdo. I love it so much.
The more dramatic, the better. So let's get a cloak. Let's get robes. Let's get the fucking slippers. Yeah, let's do
it. You're dipping into witchy territory. The pandemic is getting real weird lately, so it's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm so into it. Are you ready to dive in some random questions? Some will be nostalgic. Some will be daydreamy.
I love it. Let's try it. I'm ready to go.
Yay.
All right, Shannon, you want me to kick off?
Yes, please.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Me too.
So I heard you're a fan of the Hallmark Lifetime Original type styling movies.
Oh, my God. I
They're my favorite because they're so bad.
Oh, God. No.
I like them for like set design. Yeah. I just want to move to Canada and become like a Hallmark Lifetime set designer.
Yeah. And you just go to Goodwill and you just buy random shit and you just put it in the movie because it doesn't make sense. No. But it just goes.
Make giant bows for every post in town. Just fucking get them. So style, small quaint town, shops. Friendly faces aplenty, town activities. Sarah, you live here. What is your role in town? Do you own a shop? What do you do? What is your occupation?
Okay. I definitely think that I own a shop. Okay. I think I own a shop. I don't know what type of shop, but I definitely own a shop. And I know the goings on. You can trust me. You can talk to me. I'm like that lady from Funny Farm. I don't know if you've seen the movie Funny Farm. The antiques lady where like, I have like a weird dead squirrel that's been taxidermied. That's me. I'm that lady. I do the weird shit. I know all the shit. People come and talk to me. They confide in me. I give them weird, it is what it is, sugar type of things. That's me.
I like that. Maybe you're like not a post office, but someone where like they come by and they like collect their parcel they ordered of this weird oddity yeah. thing that Ooh. Only you could get yep. to bring into the town. And then yep. you just sit there and spill the tea. But you're like the keeper yeah. of the secrets. You're not the town gossip.
Right. I'm the keeper of the secret.
You yeah. can shape the way that other people's destinies go, depending on what you reveal.
Yeah. And people think that I'm like curmudgeonly, but I actually yes. care. And like, I give people good advice. I'm like the old guy from Home Alone, where Kevin is afraid of yes. him. I'm like that. And the funny
part. You're the pigeon lady.
I'm the pigeon lady. Cute. She's sweet.
Yeah. No, I you are the pigeon lady. I love you for that. I have chickens, yet she's the pigeon lady. So that's funny.
All right. Because
I have tons of gauzy weird blanket layers that I that's like to put true. On my bod.
You're very layered. Yeah. Like a good cap.
Who needs to wash when you can add another torn blanket to your outfit?
Exactly.
I could picture you exactly. being at the grocery store. Like they run into the lady from the oddities and the antiquities store. That also doubles as a post office, but it's like horse and buggy yep. style. And they're talking about something and you're like, actually, did you know that yada, yada, yada used to buy the blah, 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 and it used to be a bar? Who knew? And then you walk away and they're like,
a piece of the puzzle.
It clicks together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's me. That's who I would be.
Who would you be, Bon? Who's your lifetime movie person?
I don't know, but mine I definitely varies, have to have a name that like pairs with what I do, like extra cheesy. You know how like a Christmas yeah. tree farm girl, right. like her name's Holly,
though?
Or like yeah. Noel.
Oh God!
You know, I'd have Wait. To be something cool.
Okay, gal, let's talk about. There's this movie, and it's called Rodeo and Juliet.
Shut the fuck up!
You can watch it on Netflix. It's about horse riding. So there's a mom and a daughter, and the mom is obviously divorced, and the daughter is all angsty, okay? And then there's a dad and a son, and the dad and the mom are like the same age, but they're not like currently married. They used to date in high school mm-hmm. or something. They're like high school sweethearts. And then the son is the same age as Juliet, ooh. All right? So now it's juicy. And then Juliet wants to learn how to ride and race horses, and the son is going to teach her how to do that. And I am not kidding you when I tell you that the dad's name is Monty and the son's name is Hugh. And the noise that came out of my mouth when I realized it Montague. Was Monty Hugh, like Monty Hughes, I was like, shut the fuck up. I hate this movie so much. Let's continue watching it.
What a nod. Movie, but yet I'll still watch it.
Had to look it up.
The she fucking freaking, Googled it. Of
yes.
She did.
No, I wanted to see how much of it was like plastic surgery faces. That's my favorite part about these
or
movies.
Or Canada oh, actors that look like real actors.
Yeah.
Real actors. They look
the like, mom's yep. name is Karen. Like, how what? Dare you do a Montague Juliet Karen?
What a rude. Especially now with right? Karen debacles.
Yeah, there's a That's Roz, weird. An Atterbury, what? A Cleo.
How'd she get Karen. The name? Couldn't you be Karen. A Carol? That's a better mom.
I feel like, yeah, I just feel like there was a missed opportunity there. There was a pun. There was something that she could have done. There was a nod.
They, I God, just.
Anything, truly.
Oh, and the cover's so good. This
Montague.
Is gross.
God damn it. You I'm mad about that.
Yeah. Oh. You must watch it. But yeah, that's, you're talking about that she works at a Christmas tree yeah. farm and her name is Holly. Yeah. That's you. I love that for you. I love the journey for you. I just wanted you guys to be privy to Rodeo and Juliet.
I 100% will watch because I.
Yeah.
I have a problem.
Yeah.
And
it's delightful viewing.
Eventually we have to come up with Bonnie's an artist and I'm a chef. Got and it. I basically make pickles. So I'm like the weird homestead canning lady. So like Bonnie and I need to find our niche in our, we call it the, it's not a cult, it's a commune, but Bonnie calls it a commune because she fumbled and it's super funny.
It sounds more like a community.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If I had the pickle business or the canning business,
yeah,
I'd have Dylan as a son. Maybe or like, our last name's Gherkin or something weird.
Gherkin.
Yeah.
That hurts, but it would work.
I'm thinking of so many pickle puns now, and I can't even.
Oh, I fucking love a good pun.
Don't get your panties in a pickle, sugar.
It's not a big dill, you guys.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love this.
Shanna has a pin that says, what is it? Because I can.
Oh, because I can, but it's a jar.
But it's a bell jar.
It's an inspirational pin.
That's pickling. Oh, I feel like that would be your yeah. hallmark. Like go-to yeah. phrase.
Oh, yeah.
People come to you for advice and you'd be like, I think you can. And people will be like, oh, we're pickling.
Yeah, I love that.
Let's preserve this topic for later. Yeah. I hate myself and yet
if
I love
brine,
it.
I have the time. Oof.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Creepy.
These are all gross my business cards in the future, by the way. Let's do it.
Absolutely. I was going to say, we have to write these down. I hope we're taking notes.
You would appreciate the best pin I've made to date, and I don't know if I'll ever top it, is a head of cauliflower. It says, I can be anything over the top, but it comes on a card that says, if cauliflower thinks it can be rice, you can be anything.
Oh, I love that.
It's true.
Cauliflower.
Did you ever play hooky from school just to stay home, have a fake sick day, watch television, and have time all to yourself? And what did you watch?
Yes, I did do that. So like my senior year of high school, I sound exactly like my mother. So I called out a couple of times. Sorry, Mom. I hope that you're not listening, but I definitely called myself out a couple of times. I only had a half day anyway, so it really wasn't that big of a deal. No. Okay. So let's see. I liked to watch anything that was on TBS.
Nice.
It's very funny.
Oh my God. Always a commercial. I don't know why we put up with this shit. I know. And
now I get one commercial on Hulu and I'm like, God damn it.
I'm yeah. hungry now. I'm like, three commercials.
Anything on TBS, or I watched a lot of Comedy Central. And then I was also a big Austin Powers and Shrek fan when I was a teenager. I am proud.
I didn't see that coming, but I like it. We're a Shrek house too, because my kids mildly obsessed with a gingerbread man.
Okay, here's the funny story. So I'm an old lady. I had bunions when I was a kid, and I had my bunions removed when I was 16. Hello. Having your grandma call you and ask you how that surgery is because she's having hers in two weeks. Love. That's a feeling that I'm going to take to my grave. That's fine. And then also, so I was so fucking bored just sitting at home doing nothing that I unwrapped one of my Christmas presents. It was Shrek 2. I watched and then I rewrapped it and then put it back.
That's so genius.
I like that.
I've never rewrapped a present.
I have.
The audacity that I had to do that just to watch Shrek 2, that's insane. No, that's insane.
It's not insane. I'm going to enable the shit out of you because that's not crazy.
Yeah.
I'm the worst at Christmas and I will sneak and I will peek at stuff. And I used to unwrap corners and peek at presents. And I took video games out and played them and then put them back.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the worst.
I never thought of it though. I love a good surprise.
Yeah.
So I think I just like stay away from everything. And then
she's the good one with
that
stuff.
The secret keeper. Yeah. So I wrap presents and I knew everyone's presents.
No, I give everybody their presents early. People get their shit in November. Yeah. I have no willpower.
Mm-hmm. I have to tell them no.
Right. But I've gotten better with her at least. So
Jimmy Wisman's birthday is at the end of February. And guess what? His birthday present is going to be here on Friday. Do you know why? Because I don't care.
Right. I have the worst problem with shit. Like Bonnie's present came on my birthday last year.
Yeah.
So my birthday's in May and hers is in July. And I was like, I want you to know that I'm really struggling with not giving you your birthday present on my birthday because I'm a lunatic.
And what did I tell you?
Don't do it. And I think I waited, didn't I?
You did. You waited till June.
Yeah, I see. That's really
good. That's good. Yeah, you should be commended for that. Way to go.
See,
it just means you're really thoughtful.
I just get so excited and I just love people too hard. I just want to give them cool shit. She one-upped me and brought me a full fucking gift basket for a pandemic birthday from all the people that love me. And I'm like, I hate myself. This basket makes me feel shame. I'm not good at getting gifts or giving gifts. I guess that's what we're
talking about. Yeah, I'm terrible. At getting gifts, I'm awful. I don't even open them in front of people. I'm like, I'll open that in 3 months because I'm so uncomfortable that you got me a gift. So I'll text people and I'm like, Thank you for that gift. It was very nice. I opened it like a week ago.
See, you would feel really uncomfortable in the same room with Shannon yeah. then on your birthday because she would be like, open it right now. I want to watch your face. And you'd be like,
no. And then I'm like, let's talk about what we're going to do with your present because apparently I'm a fucking part of it because I have a problem.
Yeah. No, and that's really nice because you love that person. I'm terrible at getting gifts and I don't, it's not that I don't want them. It's just that like anything that I want, I buy it for myself. So I get like uncomfortable when somebody is like, here, I got this thing for you. And I'm like, am I acting excited enough for this? Am I giving this person enough? Like, I appreciate it. Am I showing that I appreciate it? Can they tell that I appreciate it? So I'm just like, I'm really in my head about it. So I'm just like, no.
Bonnie, what was your skipping school show? Because mine was Judge Judy or People's Court. Because
Sally Jesse or yeah. Perry Mason. I had a big crush on Perry Mason when I was younger, and I thought, like, that's what a man is. Like, when I'm going to grow up, I'm going to meet a man like Perry Mason.
Ooh, mine was MacGyver for the, Well, and I could okay. I could pick a lock like a bitch. Yeah. So, like, I mean, I think I learned that.
Or Jerry Springer. Like, Sally, Jesse, and Jerry Springer. I needed that, like, trash that I could relate to my friends with.
It makes you feel better about you as a person when you're like, that's
a really great palate cleanser.
Cool.
Sometimes like, you just need to dumb it down and just like let your brain go a little jello-y.
That's why I watch 90 Day Fiancé.
I do love this about you, by the way.
Below Deck. We watch
Below Deck. People.
My friend Mary turned me on to that.
It's on Hulu.
Is it on Hulu now? All of it?
Yeah.
I can't even put myself in their shoes because I've gone on one cruise and I was very seasick. So
Bonnie's not an ocean person.
I'm not an ocean person. But when I see them,
not an ocean gal,
they're going crazy. I love when all the
the
patrons of the boat come on and the clients just get like so wasted that like the crew can't even party because then they party like extra hard the next episode.
The sailboat one weirds me out. Because how the fuck do you
go really weird.
On that boat? I have a it's so much motion. Rude.
Well, yeah, there's a stability thing for me. Like when I'm sleeping, I do not want to feel like I am
on a
waterbed, you know, going in a barrel roll. Like I'm not, that's not something that's for me.
A yacht chef in itself sounds insanely
terrible. Oh my God. Yeah.
It's like, get the fuck out of my kitchen. That's for one.
Yeah, numero uno, get out of my kitchen. But number two, then you have to be up for breakfast. You have to cook them breakfast. And then you have no time like in between to lay down or like rest. Because then you got to start prepping for lunch. And then you have to prep for dinner. And the most pressure is on dinner.
Do you remember the penis cake?
The penis cake? Oh my God, the penis cake.
My favorite.
Kevin.
Kevin is a douche.
I hated his guts.
He looked like my old roommate named Kevin. Kevin is the worst name. I will say.
Well, that's my dad's name.
Oh, so just kidding. Like, okay, some Kevins are bad, some are good. That's my dang dad's it.
Fuck. Kevin is, I was going to say, most Kevins are fine, are not, most Kevins are dudes.
Odds.
I know, it's so funny. My dad's name is Kevin.
I hope your mom doesn't play this for him. Oh, poor Kevin.
No, my mom and dad will not. They'll just think it's funny because they don't really care. We're Midwestern, so it's fine. My God. Okay, so I will tell you, you should watch season 8 with Captain Lee. Eddie is the bosun. That's my dream team right there, except for I do wish that Kate was the chief stew because I do not like Francesca. But the last charter, there was this gal named Dolores, and this bitch got hammered. After dessert, she went and jumped in the fucking water. And Captain Lee got pissed.
Yeah.
And he kicked her off the boat.
I'll have to play catch up. And for those listeners who have no idea what Below Deck is, check in with Hulu. You need some drama trash TV in your life that also makes you wish that you could take a vacation. It's like the best of both worlds.
That is true.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're watching Below Deck, realize that you have reached a point in your quarantine where you're like, listen, I will watch adults sleep in bunk beds and fuck each other. Like, that's what I'm going to be doing. They don't really pay any attention to the charter guests. But for some reason, you will start like oddly cleaning your house like you're preparing for a charter. And then you might also be compelled to like drink your everyday beverages out of champagne flutes. You'll be like, I just deserve this.
I feel very called out and seen right now because I just cringed at both of those things. So I was like, fuck, dude, I just made a mocktail the other day because like, who does that?
You're like, I deserve this. I'm drinking like LaCroix. out of a champagne flute, that's fine. So
good. Well, let's say the pandemic happened when you were in middle school, not as an adult. What pantry staple would your parents have gone nuts just stocking up on?
Ooh.
Kevin, I'm sorry, Kevin. God damn it.
I like food. So obviously, if you've paid attention to any of my Instagram or anything like that, I like cooking and I like food. My parents eat pretty bland. So they probably would have bought a bunch of like ground turkey for the freezer and like sweet potato chips. They've always eaten very healthy. Everything's like turkey products, American cheese, lean cuisines. I ate lean cuisines growing up. It makes me sad, but that's what I ate.
I eat them now. And they still make me sad.
They're a staple. They're just a reminder.
I'm sad and I don't want to cook. Lean cuisine. Yeah. Choice for me.
Cheese ziti, the chicken enchilada suiza, like bring it on. I will party with those all the time.
But anything Asian that makes me feel good about not ordering out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What would you guys be stocking up on?
Our mom would have gone to the Franz Bakery outlet. Which she did anyways, and we've gotten 400 pounds of discounted bread, all kinds of bread.
I know.
Freezer filled. And then also, those were so good. Those like little hand pies that are over iced and hurt your teeth. When you're done eating, you're like, ooh.
Is that icing or is that part of my teeth?
Right?
Yeah.
Or dehydrated milk. My mom was like crazy for powdered milk as a emergency staple. So like four kids, we went through milk fast. And sometimes if you get like a gas station, a quick coffee drink and they don't have like a frappuccino thing, you just go like, oh, I'm going to grab this random. And then the aftertaste to me is that like slightly sweet, like powdered milk flavor and some English candies.
Aftertaste. That's creepy.
It's a specific smell and taste.
Yeah. When a recipe calls for it, I'm like, no, I'm not doing this with you.
I'm going to go outside and milk something.
Like, I'll reverse milk out of butter. Fuck you. I'm not doing it.
I'll figure this out. So here's a funny, when I was a kid, if I drank or like ate cereal with milk, any type of white milk, I would get bloody noses. So for a while, I wasn't allowed to drink milk. I had to try rice milk, soy milk, almond milk, soy milk. Like I had to try everything.
That's a cool trick though. Get out of school. pound of white milk.
It was so weird. It did get conflicting because we would have these ice cream socials and you do these multiplication tables. If you did it and you got all of them right, then you got like a free pass to the ice cream social. And then here's me, super competitive, wanting to get into the ice cream social to eat fucking rainbow sherbet because I couldn't have ice cream.
Oh, that stuck.
I'm just sitting there not enjoying my life, but that's how competitive I was.
I can relate.
I'm going to sit there. I made it there just to be fucking miserable.
Can you just blow your chocolate ice cream breath in my face while I eat this sherbet?
Yeah. Can you just like tell me how the ice cream is?
Is yours creamy and yours doesn't have ice chunks in it? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Double fun fact.
Oh, double.
I'll bring it.
Number one, I was held back in fifth grade because I didn't know my multiplication tables and we moved from California year-round school. It damaged me forever. But then I got psycho competitive in fifth grade. I was like, I'll be damned if I'm held back again. Even though that really wasn't the problem. We just moved from a school and the amount of days is what counted. But they told me I got held back because of multiplication tables. I also love rainbow sherbet. So I would have been like, yeah, bitch, what about it?
I have something to prove and also delicious.
Also give me all of that because all these other kids want the classic ice cream sandwich.
You're like, wow, look at this chick with the bowl cut, not appreciating the sherbet. Like, what's happening?
I tried to find my favorite photo for you because I saw that you were like, I got a bowl cut picture coming your way. So I looked through and apparently I deleted it off my Facebook because I'm awful to myself. But I have this great picture in a salon with the perfect shiny mushroom bowl cut. And there's like those 80s posters behind with the guys
like
with
Wham.
Yeah.
It looks like a Wham
music video.
Behind her. Yeah,
hand
bitch.
On hip. Look at my dude. I felt cosmopolitan.
She was killing
it. And I was going to just send it to you and just be like, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. That bowl is that's a 1996 bowl.
Oh, that's a late bowl.
An out of season bowl.
I didn't know they did bowls then.
My mom says that it was supposed to be a Dorothy Hamill.
It always is. It ended up Prince Valiant.
And I keep telling her, I'm like, listen, it's okay if it was supposed to be a Dorothy Hamill and it was a poorly executed Dorothy Hamill, but it is a bowl cut. The right. intentions could be beautiful, but it still is a bowl cut. I'm like, if Dorothy Hamill had a bowl cut, then that's also what I had.
Yeah. Because that's a bowl but also cut. In 1996, Dorothy Hamill shouldn't be what you're aiming for. I personally right. think.
I won a Dorothy Hamill yeah. weird coloring contest in 92. So
that's
she was like
triple so fun facts coming from Cher.
Just wow. so much trauma being sussed out here. No.
I showed my mom a picture of James from when he was a kid. And I was like, what would you say? We had the exact same haircut. I'm like, what would you call this haircut? And she's like, that's a bowl cut. And I was like, great. And then I showed her an identical side by picture side. Of me. And I'm like, what would you call this one? And
Dorothy she was
like,
Campbell. A Dorothy Campbell.
And I was like, no. Or she tried her best. What is your mom's name? Because I'm dying to know right. now that I know that Kevin.
It's Jenny and Kevin.
Okay. That's fucking cute. And that's a classic rom-com couple name. Just
right? They are. So I definitely had a bowl cut, but yeah, I had a bowl cut and I had no appreciation for the sherbet. And I only think that it was because I was bitter because I wanted ice yeah. cream. I'm sure if I were to revisit my sherbet, I would probably love it. Well, but I just was really a little bit bitter. About
I
it.
Have oh no self-control. So I just would have been in the corner by myself eating the ice cream, just bleeding down my shirt. Just fuck it.
She would have looked like nosebleed, thing. Yep.
Chocolate
girl,
ice cream.
Down.
Just get it.
Guess who knows her fives, bitch?
I go hard Boom. On sevens, and sevens are hard.
Yeah. I was very lucky because Jenny was a math teacher. So I was like, okay, competitive, have an advantage. Now I have to eat sherbet. So that's all.
I have adult taste.
Sherbet means fuck around and find out. That's right. I'll eat this.
Fuck around and find out.
No, my face hurts. This is, God, you're I'm fun, dying. Sarah.
Thanks. I try. You guys are really fun. I'm glad that we're
Me
doing this.
Too. I'm dying. This is so great. Oh my God. Okay.
She's holding your chest. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you having a heart pain?
No. It's the happy heart. Oh. It's good. I held my boob okay. out of a comfort thing because that's what chicks do.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I don't know why we do that. It's the weirdest thing that we do when we do it, all of us. We're like, well, I guess this is what I have to do.
Somebody once told me, Chit-tap. Well, it's because you had kids. That's. I was like, bitch, I did that before I had kids. Right? Before I had boobs. No. Like, before yeah.
I haven't pushed out boobs. A baby and right. I touch my own boobs
Memories,
all
just
the
hold
time.
For love. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. I don't have kids. Yeah.
Hold on for one more day.
Right? Yeah. Oh, I Wilson Phillips the yeah. fuck out of my boob just now. It's pretty great. Great question. It's me, yes?
Yes. Okay, good. She just announced that her own question
it is great.
Is a great question.
I'm excited because this came to me and I went, and I chuckled to myself. Because I was like, I want to know.
Oh, mischief. I love it.
It's
okay.
not even that mischievous. It's so dumb, but I loved it. So I think you might like it.
Okay.
What is the first potato recipe you mastered and claimed as your own signature dish? Because I know you love potatoes.
Okay, I do love potatoes. So I was in sports and stuff when I was a kid. And I also babysat my next door neighbors when I was like 13, 14 years old. And a lot of the times, the only thing that they had that was like edible and that like was easy for me to make at home too was potatoes. Mm-hmm. So I would cut them up and I would dice them and make like, you know, fried potatoes. I'd microwave them and have baked potatoes. I've actually on occasion microwaved a potato, put it in my pocket as a hand warmer and eaten it as a snack later on that day. Oh. So that's a fun fact for the folks at home.
Hand warmer snack.
I'm going to do that.
I went through a phase in high school yeah. where I always had potatoes in my locker and then seasoning salt. And I would just crunch on a potato with salt on it. I got made. Fun of all the time.
Wait, a raw potato?
A raw potato.
Just a raw potato.
I used to eat them in secret. And wow. Yeah,
just crunch on them. Just eat a whole potato.
That's great.
My husband walked by one day when I was doing it and he goes, I feel like that means you have some kind of mineral deficiency.
You're deficient.
Your body's
something.
Crying out about. And I was like, good to know. This is delicious. I moved on.
Yeah, you're like, well, if it is, it means I'm crushing it because I'm fine. I would say that I don't know that I have mastered a certain recipe, but whenever I go out to eat with anyone, my baked potatoes are far superior to everybody. Like we went to New York, we went to some steakhouse because that was the only thing that was open that didn't have a dress code that you needed a reservation. So we went to this steakhouse that was like right next to our hotel and it was a $13 baked potato. Oh my God. It was like 3/4 of the way cooked. And James just looked at me and he goes, why can nobody do potatoes right? And I was like, Thank you.
Who fucks up a baked potato, though? That's like,
because that's
my question.
That's home food.
Like,
when you're making a baked potato, you are committing to the time to do it. You're committing to it. So you're like, okay, this is going to take a while. And it's a potato. It's a fucking root vegetable, okay?
That's why you do a twice baked potato skin, because then you could prep it and then do it.
Yeah.
They're going to fuck it up. I'm annoyed by all of this.
There are certain things that I just don't order when I go out, because in my brain, I'm like, why should I pay someone like 12 times the price of me just making it at home? And I know I make it dank, like pasta dishes.
Yeah, we have problems.
I refuse to eat pasta. I can't go to a place and order pasta because I make everything. I'm really conscious. Yeah. I make everything better. No,
you
but
make
like
it to order, bitch.
Well, you make it how you like it. So that's not a problem. True. That's not cocky, because James and I have the exact same thing. Like, I will not order pasta or spaghetti anywhere. I'll order gnocchi.
I can't make homemade gnocchi.
I love gnocchi, but restaurants do it better. I'm a hack.
Okay, ready for something super offensive that I got at a restaurant one time? I was there for my friend's wedding in San Diego. We went to Little Italy, and these people made the pasta sauce with white onions in it.
Sorry.
Sauce with white onions.
That's gross.
Oh, like chunky, not.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a choice. I was like, okay, like, did you not have any red onions? Because I would prefer zero onions if you're going to
put white onion it. Did you not like mirepoix something and make something long haul, like with red wine and like not?
I only like onions in dishes if, like, I can't even eat a lot of people's salsas.
No.
Because I have the cilantro sickness, but I'm also like creepy about onions. If I eat onions, I can smell them on my skin.
Yeah.
Like in an hour.
Like you can tolerate a shallot. I do salsa.
I love
with
shallots. I like leeks.
Oh yeah.
I like red onions, purple onions.
They're called red.
They're called red, but they're purple. It's driving me crazy forever.
I have that with garlic.
Oh, okay.
If I eat Greek food, I love Greek food. I will smell a garlic
and
for
sometimes
4 days.
It's totally worth it. And that's fine. Yeah. You're right, like now, hummus.
You're like pandemic. I'll smell like I want.
Yeah. Who the fuck is going to smell me? If you smell onions on me right now, you're too fucking close.
Yeah, exactly. Get back. I used to live in this like apartment at Jenny and Kevin's house. It was like, it's like the mother-in-law suite.
Oh, nice.
And I had the windows open because I was like in between apartments. So I was like saving up money and living at home for a while. I think I just ate like a Greek chicken salad and I had the windows open and my dad comes up to the window and he goes, "Hey, smells like garlic outside." And I was like, oh, I was like, damn it.
Hey, it smells like garlic.
Listen, you are a very compact processing device. That is rude.
Kevin, this is why people think that your name sucks.
I rethought a lot about the name and I have regrets about it because
you
the movie.
Don't. Oh, don't worry about it. People named Kevin. I dated a guy named Chad. I mean, Kevin, Chad, Kyle.
Brad.
It's
you guys went on and on about Brad Powers and Teen Witch, and it's just the name Brad feels like a fake name. And then I walked around the house and was like, Brad, Brad, Brad. Oh, it lost all of its meaning. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like a real name, Brad.
Let's talk Brad. About what no one ever wants to talk about, you guys, really? And how Brad is an office product.
I have one potato tip that I just shared with a group of ladies, and I blew their minds because they're all retired bloggers. We were in the mommy blogger community back in the day.
Oh,
and
boy.
One of the moms is like, "So I got my Costco order." I don't know why she's from New York. I don't know what I'm doing.
So I come.
Yeah. So listen. Apparently that's happening. But she got her Costco order from Instacart. She goes, "I've got all of these frozen hash browns, but they're like the McDonald's hash browns. How the fuck do I cook these?" And I was like, "Bitch, put those in your toaster twice." And she goes, "Really?" And I was like, "Yeah, do it." And then 5 days later, I get a text from her and she goes, "Oh, toaster hash browns. You're the smartest bitch I know." And I was like, "Yeah, you're welcome. That's what I'm good for in this life."
First of all, I totally bought into the character. I was invested in it. I pictured her. I knew exactly what kind of shirt that she wore. Like, I knew what kind of hairstyle she had. So congratulations. You did a really great job
with
that.
She stuck with it.
I committed.
Sometimes she changes lanes unexpectedly.
I get a little Frenchican sometimes. Yeah. It gets rough. So,
but that's good because that just keeps you on your toes and paying
versatile.
I mean – but did you hear the details about the potatoes? That's what happens when you do
and also, that. Right? Yeah. And then she's also trying to demonstrate that she has range with acting and also with potato cooking. So it's just kind of like, you know, if anybody has any problems, just be like, "I have range and I don't understand."
You're missing your focus. Stop focusing on me, guys.
Stop focusing on me and focus more on my talents.
Clearly it's acting. I mean, obvious.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling there's going to be Hollywood scouts that are going to be listening to this right now. And they're going to be like, wow. Oh, immediately signing them up for their new Netflix show.
Our friend does voice things for like when everything. You call in and you have to do like the touch tone, like press one for blah, blah, blah. I am the voice of a sports store, the corporate aspect of it, where the corporate company calls in to reach all the people in Colorado.
Oh,
put that on my resume and smoke it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Look at you. Well, I
was awesome. At her house painting my toenails. We were watching some shit and she was like, yo, you want to do this thing? She's I don't want to do anymore.
I love it.
I would love to do that. I would so do it as my Midwestern housewife voice because I worked at the call center at State Farm and I used to get so bored late at night. So I would just answer like that. And it was my favorite.
I would do Southern accents before I lived in Nashville for a while. But before I moved there, I worked for Capital One.
Yeah, we were both in collections and we both used voices.
And we would do fake accents all the time. And I would tell people I was from Oklahoma. So I would just put on a little bit like this and talk about Jesus and basketball. Right. And like, I love sports. Right. I didn't know how people from Oklahoma even talked.
Not even a little bit.
But if you just talk slow.
Right.
And commit
and kind of put a question mark on things.
Everything ends in an up note.
There's an inflection.
And you say, hey, darling, I need to circle on back and ask you about your balance. I mean.
Yeah. Zero training, you guys. Right. Zero training. Yeah.
I had a roommate from Georgia, and that ain't what she sounded like.
Listen, honey, you got to make the payments.
Do your Midwest. Do your Midwest. I had a friend named Brendan, and I would call him and just ask to talk to his mom because she was classic Midwest mom.
This is my family, okay? And then also one of my best friends in high school, his mom was from Minnesota and North Dakota. So she lived in Fargo, North Dakota, and then she moved to Minneapolis, and I loved her so much. She was always making meatloaf and baked potatoes, and there's brownies. And so I have done this on many occasion where, you know, I would just go, oh, well, hey there, hi there, ho there, how are ya? Like, I just have too much fun with it. I will talk like that for the whole day. And then you just, oh, we're going to go on down to the grocery store and we're going to hang out and I got some bread to pick up. Like, it's just, I have way too much fun doing it. And my dad gets really mad because he is like, it's too good. My aunt Liz, obviously they're from Minneapolis and they love the women's college basketball. And he is just such a jolly person. I love her so much. She's so happy. My dad got her Cold Stone Creamery out here in like Arizona when it first came out. And he got this like cake batter ice cream and he put like brownie bits in it. And he was so excited to share with his aunt cake batter ice cream with brownies. And so he brought it over to his mom's house. My aunt Liz was there and she's sitting there just watching the Timberwolves playing and she's watching it and she bites in and she goes, oh, there's brownies.
Oh, there's brownies.
There's brownies. I don't even know if my dad would remember it, but it was just such a fucking hilarious thing to me that I was like, that's great. I love that you said
such
that.
Such joy. I love that's it. What pure
yeah, he was so thrilled about brownies. Yeah, I get it.
I love your whole family, and like, I want to be like your second cousin. Just come out.
Yeah,
Midwest people are our people because our gram came from the Midwest.
Oh,
and then she's just kind of a real buttoned up, no real accent, but like all the skills. So like the only reason I know how to like cook crazy weird shit is because like she made me help her and then I was like, oh, I like this.
Yeah,
how do I make a bagel dog, grandma?
Yeah,
that's why I'm like, I wish she had had that Midwestern accent. Hey Shannon, why don't you go ahead and grab me that bagel dog.
But we got really lucky. We had a step grandma named Harriet Davidson,
our Jewish step grandma.
She's
she's
New
my
York
favorite
Jew.
Accent.
Oh, I love
it. Manhattan.
Oh my
Jew.
God, I love it so much because my mom, she had three sisters, and their names are Darla, Doreen, Glenda, and Gloria.
But they're not.
And
yes,
it's Darina,
Dala, Gloria, and Glender.
Oh, I love
it. It was our favorite things, and we had Chrismica before it was a thing back in the day.
I love
and
this.
We would do. Yeah. traditional Hanukkah things mixed with Christmas with our grandpa. And it was like so much fun. But we grew up with that. I was called Bonnie. Yeah. Bonnie.
Shannon, get down.
So I have a question for you guys. I'm going to put you on blast.
That's not allowed. We have to disconnect.
No, shut up.
We're hanging up. For this year, for the pandemic, I don't know if you guys did the same thing, but like James and I, we really looked at and rethunk a lot of our traditions that we do. Like, why do we do that? Did you guys have anything like that? Because you guys sound like you've got like a weird history.
Oh, we did whatever the fuck we wanted this year. And that felt refreshing. And all of our friends were kind of like thrown in the towel. We have littles.
Yeah.
But like
weird littles though. Cause like
picky littles.
Oh. Yeah.
So we kind of.
I was like, how are we talking? So
I connected listening to James talk about his son because my son's autistic. So I have a nonverbal 10-year-old who is like buying gifts for a 4-year-old, but talking to a 12-year-old and then hoping they socially accept you like a 4-year-old. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest math. But like he wouldn't know it was Christmas if we didn't tell him it was Christmas. So it's really as ramped up as we rev it up. Mm-hmm. And this year I was like, yo, dull roar, but we're getting him cool presents.
Yeah.
But like, we're not going full bore, except for the Christmas light competition. That's a totally different story. But
yeah,
as far as food goes,
yeah,
typically we're fairly traditional Thanksgiving style of all the like 1980s and 90s, like white girl foods.
Yeah.
And then
very slop, different shades of brown.
We polish that shit.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I think where we go really hard is yes, we have a meal. Yes, we have all these sides. Yes, we have to have appetizers and desserts. So we're going to make like tons of appetizers. And then we're going to look around the room and realize there's only 3 of us and one of us is a child. Yeah. No one gives a fuck about this. So why did I make like pickle roll ups and little smokies and dips? And it's all the shit. So this year for Christmas, we just said like, okay, we went hard on Thanksgiving. Let's just do like a roast and let's just do like an herb, salt, pepper, garlicky roast and slow cook it all day. So the house smells like a holiday. And then when it's cooked that way, you can break it up and then be like, this is barbecue pork for sandwiches later. This is going to be pork tacos and it's just seasoned. So you can use it over and over because I kept feeling like I'm wasting. We're doing big holiday things.
Weird thing about wasting.
Also, my wonderful, lovely, like feel like shit about myself. I make like a hash brown and then I'll take like leftover meat from a pot roast or something from a pot roast. And I will put an over medium egg on that, squeeze hot sauce, and just party with that. And I will be happy as a pig and shit.
That's why we do a ham for Christmas, so that we can do Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, P.S. For anybody that doesn't know, a George Foreman is a panini press. I just want to PSA that shit for everybody.
That's a panini press.
Yeah, you just make a sandwich.
Yeah.
Then you press that bitch in your George Foreman, you think good thoughts, and then it's delicious.
Yeah. You have the sandwich maker.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That I hate it though. It makes it like a creepy shell and then the inside's too hot. And when you bite into the creepy shell, you can't bite through the bread now. You bite it and then it squirts out both sides and like molten lava's the corners of your mouth.
Wait, so does it make it uncrustable?
Sort of, but like hard.
I hate it. Okay. I stick to my George Foreman. I stand by my statement.
Anytime we do any sort of slow cook roast, which is my jam when I'm like, I want to feel like I'm a queen, but I don't want to fucking cook tonight.
Yeah.
So I'll just throw that shit in and let it cook all day. And it's not even slow cooker. It's like Dutch oven in the oven. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get so much joy out of it. But then we started buying the Minute Rice.
Yep.
But we get the jasmine ones.
Yeah.
Minute jasmine rice and then a little bit of that pork left over from last night. And then I have this like Asian sprinkle, like toasted sesame seaweed mix thing. And I put that on top and then I'm like, I'm fancy. And I'm full and I didn't have to make like a big to-do for lunch.
I like that.
I love that.
I love that
we organically all just went into food
mode. Like that's my real house and I have to like show restraint. But you're like, listen, bitches, full bore. What are we talking about? Food.
I love food. So
I love that about you. That's why my first thing to you was like, hey, when you come here, can we talk about potatoes? And you're like, absolutely. And I was like,
can we have a potato party? Okay. And
sure.
It'll be a double potato party. So everyone brings a potato dish, but then we don't wear makeup. Oh, so we're potato people eating potatoes.
Listen, it's a pandemic. We're not wearing makeup anyway.
I know. I'm picturing outside of pandemic.
So, can you imagine the below deck party? We make fancy hors d'oeuvres. And then we sit around and watch Below Deck in not fancy clothes.
No, in a waterbed.
Ball gowns and waterbed.
Whenever I watch Below Deck, I always want a fucking quesadilla. Same. Because they're always drunk and they always want a quesadilla. Like, and I'm like, that was good as fuck. Like, because they try so hard with the food. And then I'm like, these people just want to eat like the food that they eat.
They want a mimosa and a quesadilla. That's all they want.
Yeah. You could literally make them the menu from the Cheesecake Factory. And there's a couple people that like appreciate food. Yeah. But for the most part, they're just like, that's fine. Sure. Just put a filet mignon and tell me that you did something great to it. And I would have no idea. You know, they don't care.
I massage the steak for 45 minutes with avocado.
Yeah. I screamed at this thing in the fridge in the walk-in for like 25 minutes. And then I just closed the door really quick just to like let it really absorb all of my insults so that it could be tender.
I abused your steak. I hope it's to your liking.
I verbally abused your steak mercilessly.
You're welcome.
Enjoy it. It's tender as shit now.
It's delightful, Chef.
I feel like every question we ask you, you're on it. And I feel like I have to tell the listeners, you don't know what questions we're going to ask you. You were not prepped.
No, I have no idea.
You were just fucking sharp. And you're on it.
Thank you.
Your brain clicks in.
Yeah, I've done a lot of job interviews.
You know, to say that the negative thing about you is actually a positive thing. Like, what's your least favorable traits? Like, I'm just too on time. You know, like, you guys might not be open, but I will be here and I'm working on that. Like,
I care so much about doing a good job.
I take my work home. I need to work on that. Yeah. You know, leave it at the door, Bonnie.
I'm just too obsessed with attention to detail. I'm really sorry, you guys.
I'm just such a perfectionist.
Okay. I heard you're a little cult obsessed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I would love for you to design us a cult right now. Where are you? Who's leading the circus? What crazy things make the normies uncomfortable? And go.
Okay. I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about this the past couple of days. So you're really catching me in a really prime, really raw, really raw idea of my cult.
Delightful.
I'm making a meat cult. And I know that that doesn't sound right, but it is. So okay. Right.
We're joining.
Oh my God.
Okay, because it's exactly what we just fucking talked about with the roast with Christmas. So you make a fucking roast, you make a pot roast in a crock pot, you make it in an oven, and then you make it with plans to use it for other things later. Really know the, you know, bits and pieces of it, but essentially it's your meat cult and you don't have to have anybody join it.
You're just eating delicious meat.
So I'm in a cult already?
And yeah. So we're kind of already members. I'm just putting a name to it.
I think it's beautiful.
I'm making a meat cult because you can make roast beef for sandwiches because I absolutely have a meat slicer. Yeah. And then you can make, you know, like you said, barbecue sandwiches. Yeah. You make hash brown egg situation. Yeah. Yep.
I designed a meat blanket, you guys.
She did. She has meat clothes and a meat tank top. I think you would really love her meat tank top.
I feel like I need to send you a meat tank top now. It's so great.
She's crying. She's smiling so hard that she's crying.
We have a meat cult now, so it's acceptable.
You know how you get more members for your meat cult?
Do you go to a meetup?
Oh, no.
No. You have a meat cute?
Oh, God.
It's natural.
I love it. Yeah. Organic. Instead of grassroots, it's a grass-fed meat cult. It's that's my whole.
Smokers welcome. Oh my God. Everything about this is making me so happy.
The meat cult is my thing because I think that people don't realize that if, you know, there's a lot of people that are like millennials that are my age and they just don't know how to cook. They don't even know like what to do. And you're like, just take a hunk of meat and put it in something that has heat.
Slow. Low and slow.
Yeah.
And then go outside. That's the pro tip. If you guys are slow cooking meat, you go outside for a little while. Walk around the block. Go check your fucking mail. You know, have a moment. Watch your dog poop. Come in the house. And let that meat smell just like punch you in the throat. And then you'll be like, I'm a really good cook.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. Was that me that put that in the oven and has made this? Oh, yes, it is. I'm amazing. Welcome to my meat cult.
Nothing makes you feel like a better cook. That's how I won my husband, for the record. I don't know if people know that, but it's important and not important. But I made him straight up amazing pork tenderloin
mm-hmm.
and
ooh.
Asparagus and mushrooms. And he was like, you had me at pork tenderloin. Like, wow. I knew I would.
But that's your love language and that's your meat cult yeah. is that you were like, I'm going to make you pork tenderloin. And then now you're part of my meat cult. Again, you don't have to have anybody in your meat mm-hmm. cult, but you can.
You can invite them and then you can also uninvite yeah. them.
It's the
I've
power.
Converted vegans, man, with bacon, with bacon cupcakes. I've fucked up vegans. Meat is power.
Yeah, meat is power. But yeah, meat cult, that's my thing. I'm passing the savings on to you gals. I'm sure you guys just didn't realize that you were in your own meat cult.
I didn't. And now like feels right in the world. I get it. Yeah. We're all yeah. meat cult.
And liberated.
It's the meat liberation. Like with a roast, there's something so beautiful about roasting something where you're babysitting it and you're watching it and you're like
it with the fork tongs. And it falls apart.
Yeah, and then you're watching the outer part like brown mm-hmm. and get hard. And you're like, oh yes. Like it is almost pornographic.
Yeah, let's all get real hungry. We do this right before dinner time too.
I have watched a Gordon Ramsay masterclass and he was making a rack of lamb roast and it was like 11:30 at night. I'm stoned out of my mind and I'm sitting there and I'm like, do we have rack of lamb? And James looked at me and he goes, it's 11:30. I'm like, I understand. I want it like, now.
Just ask
like,
a question. Simple answer yeah. would suffice.
That feels like a meat cult confessional. No,
if you could cast a leading lady from any romantic comedy into another genre and really test their range as an actor, what kind of movie would it be and who would you pick?
Oh my God.
I'm very proud of that.
Let's fuck some shit up.
That is a very good one. Okay. I'm going to pick a silly one because I think that this would be funny. I want to see Meg Ryan in an action movie. Ooh. So bad. That would be
like
hilarious.
Doing her own right? stunts like Mission Impossible style action movie. Or
yeah, like Charlie's Angels level, like backflip, cooking. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Drew Barrymore, okay. Meg Ryan, and Lucy Liu.
That would be so good.
Right?
As like a side villain that also has to do stunts like Renee Zellweger. Let's see what you got, bitch.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love yeah. that.
Yeah, I just think that because like J-Lo, obviously J-Lo's got range. She can, I think she's not the greatest actor in the world, the Cell, I loved her in Enough. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, I'm going to beat some dude up after I see Enough. Yeah. I'm like, I just want to punch a man like right
I
in
love
the face.
Her as an actress. Okay. Don't love her as a singer. Great dancer.
Sarah punching a dude in the face. Just out yeah. of like, fun just, J-Lo spite.
Like uppercut yeah. Mario style.
Oh, it was great. She twirled.
And if you haven't seen the movie Enough, it's this man that she's married to, like, beats the mm-hmm. shit out of
she
her.
She gets really early.
Finally, she takes boxing lessons, and she learns how to fuck this dude up. So that's the only reason why, when you watch it, you're like, let's get in a fight with just anybody. Like, I don't care yeah. who it is. I want to see Meg Ryan in an action yes. movie. She can be opposite Tom Cruise. That's fine. She could be opposite, like, you know, anybody really.
I've been really focusing hard on mm-hmm. my make your own rom-com. And I told Bonnie all about it.
Yes.
By the way.
Oh, my God. That's another thing. My make your own rom-com game is so much fun.
Are you making that a real game? Can we? That
yeah.
like are you gonna really do
yeah
that?
I'm making it a real
oh
game
my God.
Yeah
when you do that will you come on for a part
can
two
we play,
and
it?
We'll play it
yeah
that sounds really
fun. Yeah we'll play it absolutely
obsessed.
It's my favorite thing
I'm obsessed with
yeah.
this game.
I had way too much fun talking about that like you know you've been gambled away because you look like James Caan's
oh God yes
yeah it's way too much fun I love it so much that's why
I like picking through, you know, like the best of. I think it'd be really fun to have yeah. like a classic Guess Who game, but with like all the rom-com people. It would be really
oh, yeah.
fun to be like, do their eyes smile? Do they have smiling eyes? Everyone's eyes smile.
Yeah.
I recently found out that my mom hates smiley eyes because I was sending her random DVDs through Christmas time. Like, here, you live in a different state. Have good feels. So I was sending her all these things. She's like, I don't know why. I just don't like Renee Zellweger. And then later she's like, oh, Nicole Kidman gets me. I was like, it's you hate smiley eyes on women. On men, she loves them. And I picked it apart and I was like, it's the smiley eyes. You don't trust them. They're like too sparkly, too twinkly, too squinty.
Why are you so happy?
But if I could pick an actor and put him in a different genre,
okay.
Let's go just real hard, real opposite. It's a Regency period piece.
Okay.
Drama. I love it. Gilbert Godfrey. Just hear me out.
Okay.
I think he would be fantastic and it would be completely unbelievable.
But what's he doing? What's his move?
He's just some regal motherfucker, and he's getting a dowry. Yeah. And
I don't even need to know what he's doing. I'm picturing him, and I'm loving
she's here
it.
For
yeah,
it.
Gilbert Godfrey, whatever you got to do, I love it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Get it made.
Are you ready to do our this or that?
This or that. I'd love to.
So we have a section where we make you choose your choice, but we are doing a special themed one just for you, Sarah.
Okay.
We're doing a rom-com this or that.
Yes. Okay, I'm fucking
this might be hard, and it's okay.
Okay, I'm into it. I'm ready.
Never Been Kissed or The Wedding Singer?
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to say, is this like what I'd rather like watch or like which one I think is best
today,
one to you?
Which is the one you'd rather watch?
Right
today.
In this moment.
Yeah.
Okay, I love The Wedding Singer. I think it's a really funny movie, but Never Been Kissed is so cringy bad. That Drew Barrymore is like trying to pose as a high school student is just wild. I'm going to go with The Wedding Singer just because I think that one's really funny.
Oh, this is so fun. My favorite, America's Aunt, Something's Gotta Give or First Wives Club.
Oh man. I'm going to go. This one's tough.
I think they're all tough.
Because everyone's aunt, Diane Keaton, the Keats. All right. Something Gotta Give, because I love Jack Nicholson. That's like my favorite actor in the whole world. So I'm going to go Something's Gotta Give, because there's something to be said about rom-com for people of a certain age. It's just wonderful.
Mitrotis.
Good chemistry. Mm-hmm. Too. Mm-hmm.
It's believable. Pretty Woman or Runaway Bride?
Pretty Woman. Runaway Bride, because I've never watched that one that much, and I just didn't really care about it, because like it's kind of in the title, so it's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah. And then you're like, maybe she won't run, and then she does anyway, and you're like, I don't understand.
Yeah, you're like, whatever. Does anybody want to fight Jason Alexander in that movie?
Or everyone. And Pretty Woman has Richard Gere with his male smiley eyes. Appreciate him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big mistake.
Uncomfortable.
Huge. The Holiday or Something About Mary?
Okay. I'm going to go Something About Mary, because that's just a funny movie.
Completely.
It's good. It's my own personal beef. I don't find Ben Stiller believable as a male romantic lead.
I like him better in Madagascar.
Same thing with Adam Sandler. Like, it's just not believable to me. And my mom would always make me laugh with Adam Sandler movies, because she would just be like, okay, I get it. But like, no one's lusting after Adam Sandler.
But, person. But maybe they're relatable because like they're more everyman than like
that's
Richard
Gere. Not everybody can be a Richard Gere, Jenny.
Jenny.
Sweet Home Alabama or This Means War?
Ooh, I've never seen This Means War. I know that I have to watch it, obviously. But I'm going to go with Sweet Home Alabama, because that was always on TBS and I can always watch it whenever
it's the feel good America's Sweetheart movies, which I really, really love.
I want Lightning Glass real bad.
Me too.
So do I.
What's the only reason for This Means War is good? Tom Hardy. Fine before he was like gruff and fine. Mm. He was like chiseled and clean. Fine.
Yeah. The other one, I don't know what that guy's name is.
He's got squinty eyes too.
Wait, isn't Chelsea Handler in that? Because I like her.
It's just like a mean boss, I think.
Yeah. She's like my mean older sister I never had.
Yeah, it's like Reese Witherspoon. I think it's Chris. Is it Chris Pine? Just, there's something about a blonde man with dark eyebrows that I don't understand. And like, I'm just like, ugh, I don't.
You don't like it?
I just don't understand it. I'm just like, why don't you have your hair darker? Because your eyebrows are darker.
But I love blonde hair and dark eyebrows on women. Okay. I think they're great. Like big, beefy, dark eyebrows, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch has the chick from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
And she went platinum for it, and she's got big, thick black eyebrows, but she wears a black headband. So it ties it in with her brows.
So maybe if he wore a headband.
Yeah, if he wore a black headband or like a beret, mind you.
Yeah, if we could get Chris Pine a headband, it would tie it all together.
Everyone send Chris Pine a headband.
I'm going to tweet to him and we'll see if we can work it out.
That's probably what my problem is that he needs an accessory to tie it all together. I think what it is that I just don't understand it because there's nothing tying it together. And that's what it is.
Eyes on humans require symmetry to find beauty.
Yep.
Things have to be weighted into thirds. Oh, it's real.
Okay. Mm-hmm. While You Were Sleeping or Miss Congeniality? I know. This one's really hard. This one hurt me a little to write down.
I am going to, I guess, say Miss Congeniality, because there is not a moment that I will not just randomly start belting out She's Beauty and She's Grace, She's Miss United States.
But she laugh snorts and then she like almost falls down like 100 times. So I'm into this. Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Caine is just pure brilliance. Yeah. You are the crown. Be the crown.
And I While You Were Sleeping was fucking psycho, but I loved it.
Yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, I mean, it's still a good movie. I probably reference Miss Congeniality more. So that's the only reason why I'm saying that.
I like that one.
My favorite. Mm-hmm. Blast from the Past or Clueless?
Blast from the Past. I love Brendan Fraser. Too. I love Sidney Poitier. I quote, every time Mr. Perry Como comes on my radio station, I will always talk about Mr. Perry Como.
It's one of my favorite movies. And like, right, I think when I hit the brink of like pandemic breakdown, I came in the room. I was like, you want to put something on? Like when kids go to sleep, I have a headache. And I walked in the room and he had queued up Blast from the Past because he knew I loved it so much. And I was like, this is one of my favorite movies. He goes, I know. So we watched it like 3 times in our relationship. And every time it comes on, we just get so excited. And it's got Christopher Walken in it. Yeah. It's got everyone. It was also like the classic height of like the gay best friend.
Yes.
Was like really big in the theater.
I love Brendan Fraser. So we put P.S. I Hate This Movie. We were just like, we're just not going to do it anymore because we just don't have any time. And then once everybody got, you know, the lockdown happened, I was like, we're watching Blast from the Past because everybody's going to have to learn how to have an underground fallout shelter.
You're
it's
not wrong.
So good. They had fish tanks. And I'm so excited you brought it back because I listened before I was like, is it ever going to come back? Because I really liked it. You like teased me with the first bunch of episodes and I'm like.
Yeah, I was actually the one that was like, you need to fucking relax. You need to have a day off. You need to like whatever. So like, I hate anything that I'm in. So I'm like, let's just throw that one up. Who cares? Like, so then we were like, all right, well, people are going to be stuck at home watching movies anyway. So let's go.
You're hitting all the good ones too.
It's such a good podcast. And I feel like your podcast definitely has a large opening for every movie I want you to now cover because I need you to see what I see.
Right. I resist sending you my list of things I want you to cover because I'm like, that's rude.
Yeah. The self-awareness is appreciated, but also like you guys are listeners of the show. So I do value your opinion.
When Harry Met Sally or Sleepless in Seattle?
I love Billy Crystal, but I also love Tom Hanks. So this one might be my least favorite one.
It's my kryptonite. I'm really sorry, but I had to do it too.
Because I love Sleepless in Seattle, but then I also really love When Harry Met Sally.
I just giggled.
Oh my God. I know. You know what? I'm not even going to think about it. I'm going to go with my gut instinct. I'm going to say Sleepless in Seattle because I've definitely watched it on TBS more times than I care to admit. That When Harry Met Sally, I think it was always like the fit for TV version, so I probably didn't watch it as much as like the regular one. But every time Sleepless in Seattle was on, I love Tom Hanks. I can't even function. If there's a movie with him, I'm like, oh great. Is it about like watching paint dry? Is Tom Hanks in it? Great. I love that.
Like literally Big comes on anytime during the year. It is my top movie.
It's a priority.
If you're walking by the TV and you're doing something else and that movie's on TV, you're going to sit down and just finish it out.
You're not doing anything anymore.
We were at an age where our dad loved Tom Hanks. Our mom loved Tom Hanks.
He's America's uncle.
He was always in the background. Yeah, he was like the uncle in our family that we didn't get to see all the time. Like he was just always on through the years and he's watched us grow.
If Diane Keaton is America's aunt, Tom Hanks is America's uncle.
Yeah, it's just how it is. We don't make the rules.
America chose. Those are the votes, y'all.
Yeah, and then Australia took care of them for us. Yeah. During the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I followed
them. Thank you. Thank you, Australia. Thank you,
Australia, for preserving our uncle.
The Hanks. Thank you for – can you imagine? I don't want to imagine a world without the Hanks in it. God damn it.
Hanks, Australia. Thanks.
Are you ready for a compliment?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not ready for it, but I suppose I should sit through this.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, I'm buckled.
First and foremost – I need you to understand that I have been rating this interview on the Heigl system the entire time.
Oh, no.
Okay, sidebar, there's a Muppet that looks just like Katherine Heigl.
Yes.
When she closes her eyes and she's got like a big Muppet mouth and she's got like weird eyelashes.
Yeah, yeah, it's Janice. It's Janice, and she looks like Darcy from 90 Day Fiancé.
God, you're so right. So okay. It's the best Heigl rating allowed. It's the least amount of Heigls.
There we go.
It's the best rating you've ever given on your show, because I know you guys do crazy-ass math. For me, it is the least amount of Heigls that equates to the most amount of cured meat products in the world. Boom.
That's a beautiful math.
I just came up with that right now on the spot. So now I feel really good. You already had my heart because you're a spicy, strange little curmudgeon and I really like you as a person. But then you straight up went hard and like stole my heart with meat cult. And like, I have never felt closer to a stranger before in my life. I love meat so much that I have a shirt that says meat based. To offend vegans,
it's just that.
I like bacon so much.
Shannon has a saying, and it is when she like orders food, she won't start with certain things, and she'll be like, pasta, rice, but even potatoes. No, bread, that bread. Takes up valuable real estate
where meat could go. Be. Yes.
That's a great way to order food. Yeah, I'm in that.
Bread is just filler, so whatever. But anyway,
it's the breadstick. Yeah.
It's just a vehicle.
It's a vessel for good shit. I already knew that I would like talking to you, and I already knew that you're a cool chick. Very like old soul. Like you are a grandpa inside, which I think that evaluation is totally accurate. I like your quick wit. I like your cut of your jib is fucking great. I love everything about I thought I would like about you. And then I'm like, yeah, no, she's like 100% our people. She's our food people. She's our movie people. She's our like wit and spark people. You're in the commune. Like, this is everything's perfect.
Great.
Like, the commune.
I am in the commune. That's great.
I just think that you are just an awesome human all around. And I'm just so fucking happy that you're on our show.
Well, great. Thank you. This is the best evening I could have as well.
All right, my turn, Sarah. Okay.
All right, I love
that you told us how tiny you are, because as a giant human, I've collected tiny best friends my whole life based on their huge personalities. And you have this like shining beacon about you. I don't use Twitter. Oh. I get on Twitter to see what you've posted because it's sharp, it's funny. You're delightful. Your podcast is super charming. You guys can be dogging on things, and it's the dynamic is really cool between you two because he could be like, it's a little blah, blah, blah. Okay. And you're so like positive about the negative things he's saying. You're in agreement in a positive way. I've never heard someone be negative in such a inspiring fashion.
Well, I'm very negative a lot of the time. And then I really have to tell myself to knock that shit off.
It's like an Eeyore with like a Piglet mask on. With like all right, let's rally our good, but then like, but you're still real. There's nothing fake about it.
Totally.
And I like that you just are yourself. It doesn't feel like you put on a show for the world. It's you got some shit to say and the world's here to take it on.
I like when she gets angry. When you get legitimately mad about something and James shuts up and sits still for a minute and just waits for you to be done. That's some of my favorite
fucking
audio.
Rant.
Yeah. Well, even a messy rant from her. She's like,
"How did
sit down and take five seats? I'm fucking talking right now. Like, your little rage, I need to stop belittling because I'm tall and I keep making short comments. That was very
good." That's okay. I'm
going to put you in my pocket and carry you around
because
I fucking adore you.
You're
My wrestling name would be 5 Feet of Fury. So it's all good.
You're weaponized 5 foot. So I like it.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I take that as a compliment. I am short. I don't know. I don't take that as a bad thing. So I just am. Well, thank you. I have really enjoyed you gals. I think that there is something to be said about people that enjoy trash television and movies. You can always tell how smart people are by what they laugh at. And I have truly enjoyed laughing with you ladies this evening because you guys are very smart, obviously, because you guys laugh at this.
You can be super educated and then not take yourself fucking seriously. Yeah. Like, enjoy the world. You're smart enough to relax and be like, I don't live on a boat. I don't have mimosa drama, but I want to watch these motherfuckers because it's fun. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Yeah.
I fucking love that. Yeah. That's totally true.
Well, you know, being a person is very messy.
Yeah.
Humans are hard. Where can all of the people find you on the web? Where can they listen to your voice? Tell everyone how to find Sarah Hunt.
Well, how you can find me is I am on Twitter and Instagram at Sarah H is funny. S-A-R-A-H. H is funny. I stole my husband's Twitter name.
It's so good.
I hated my first Twitter name and I just couldn't think of another one. And I wanted to be a modern woman. I didn't take my husband's last name, but I did take his Twitter name. So I do think that that's kind of fun.
It's perfect, actually.
Mm-hmm. And then, at Sarah H is funny. And then we can listen to me on P.S. I Hate This Movie. We do 3 weeks on and 1 week off. Usually comes out on Saturdays. And that's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. And then I have books. They're Small Potatoes, Mouthwatering Musings of a Misanthrope, and also Leftover Beef from a Lovable Curmudgeon. And those are on Amazon or barnesandnoble.com. And it's just really essays of me ranting more about food.
Yes.
Kind of like what I was doing, like, on this show. So if you enjoyed me on this show and you want to read that in book form, it's a great book to read in the bathroom. I'm not trying to put myself down. It's a great bathroom book. It is.
I will gas you up. These books are very funny. Like, they are.
Are you thinking like
they're chuckle funny?
Like, and sitting on the shitter, taking a peek in a book. Yeah. I was picturing like, what's wrong with that? I was picturing like a bubble bath. Yeah. No,
she's
I mean, if you're in a bubble bath, if you're on the toilet, if you're, you know what I mean? Like, it's a good book to read. It's a good palate cleanser if you just want to kind of not have shit to deal with.
It's good lighthearted, bantery humor. Yeah. It's good shit. Yeah. You guys would like it quite a bit. Yeah.
Books. You're fun.
You're all over the place. And
you're really
like
fun.
Well, thank you. You guys are too.
So excited to have you in our cult, our commune.
I mean, yes.
Meat cult.
I love it so much. Oh, it's so wonderful. We want to thank you.
Yes.
And
of course, thank
we really appreciate you hanging out with just like two random sisters in the world.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you guys.
You're dope as hell.
So fucking dope.
You. Well, I'll see you guys on the meat cult forum. Well, you guys, good. Right. Take care
you
of yourself.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye. So, hey, Bon, if somebody wanted to hang out with us, talk to us, where can they find us?
Well, we're at your house right now in your basement.
Right, but like on the onlines.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're on Instagram and Twitter under the same name, which is No, You Are That.
Oh, right. Don't forget the no.
Yeah. Okay. We're also on the Facebook.
We are. And it's just straight up You Are That on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. We have a page and a group, so you can super participate or just follow along.
Yeah. What if somebody wanted to give us monies?
Well, my Venmo name is.
Oh, no.
Oh. Well, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/ You Are That. And they can give us as little as $1 a month. And
that's
it helps
not a lot.
Support the podcast.
Yeah, it does. It funds all of our stuffs. They could also give us high fives on review, rating, and subscribing. Mm-hmm. And maybe
and
some
that's
five
free.
Stars. Yeah, that's no monies.
Yes. Five stars is freaking fantastic, and we love those. And if you write a little note with it, like, tell us a fun fact about yourself, tell us your favorite episode, tell us your favorite guests from this past year.
You can tell us you like butter on your toast.
I do. We also have merch. Do you know where they can find
it? Yeah, you could get things to put on your hot bods at youarethatmerch.com.
And there's also like mugs and shit
and hats,
all
kinds of stuff,
heads, countertops. We have you covered.
Totes. We have totes.
We do have totes.
That was organic and beautiful.
Oh my God, that's the best.
We thank you so much for listening, sharing, rating, reviewing, all of the fun things, and participating. We hope you guys are enjoying this as much as we are.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in control of my life again.
I'm happy. I'm feeling good, and I feel God in this Chili's tonight.
I love it, and I feel support from both of you. And I appreciate
with
it.
With our solidarity with the piss. Okay.
Oh, there's brownies!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.